really, it don't matter whose fault it is that something is broken, if it's your responsibility to fix it. For example, it's not somebody's fault if their father was an abusive alcoholic, but it's for damn sure their responsibility to figure out how they're going to deal with those traumas and try to make a life out of it. It's not your fault if your partner cheated and ruined your marriage, but it is for damn sure your responsibility to figure out how to take that pain and how to overcome that and build a happy life for yourself.
You know, I try to talk about other things, man, but I look at the fucking headlines. Like right now, look at the headlines in the news. Politics: Abbott vows to hire horseback border agents. Pelosi may delay vote on the Senate. It's like, goodness, Congress heads into tumultuous week. And I don't fucking even look at anything of politics. My thing is mostly just random shit. But I just let you know how the world is. It's so divisive. I was watching something out there on social media. I mean, it was a fucking FedEx driver that said, if you have a BLM or anything Biden-Harris promotion, anything that is Democratic or liberal in nature, guess where that FedEx package is going? It's going straight back in my van. And it's not going to be delivered. And I don't care. Like, wowzers. You know, that's the times that we've gotten into. We've gotten into a mindset that now we have to be enemies. Now, shit, if you don't believe in the politics and the values that I believe in, you're fucked. And I don't know. I was just telling this to somebody yesterday. You know, I was talking to them. I let them know this is the reason why I have to be very careful what I say to you. Not because I'm worried about the blowback. It's because I could see you getting riled up for no reason. Like, we're just having a conversation. And of course, it's going to be different than what you believe in. But that doesn't mean that it's going to, I don't know. It's just really fascinating to me, right? Like, when people just can't have a conversation about politics without getting their fucking feelings. Who gives a fuck? You know, like, I understand there's differences. We could talk about it. But I'm not trying to convince you to change, and you don't have to convince me to change mine. We could talk about it and get perspectives, you know, but it's the way the world has gone. It's been full of now of drainage. And I think that the reason I think it's been like this is mostly because of the media, the clickbaits, the people are like myself are able to give an opinion at any time. People can go to Facebook and be all about politics all day, every day. And they can hide behind the screen and they can do all these things and no ramifications for their talks can come in. I mean, unless they say something really, really crazy, right? But it's very draining and it's very negative for me. And I think that when I look at life and I have all these fucking podcasts about life and perspective, I do these things mostly because I understand the challenges that are there. I mean, I was talking to somebody about that, you know, growing up. The reason I am a person that tries to be a great listener to people is because I never had that growing up. I never had the platform provided by my family to be able to vent, to talk about my emotions, to be able to have someone listen to me and console me and be able to help me work through the journey of becoming a man and the journey of becoming a grown adult, responsible adult. I had to really learn how to navigate that from within. Now, don't get me wrong. I love who I am as a person, but I think not everyone's built like me, and we can't expect everyone to have the same outcome. It's the same way when people talk about entrepreneurship and, you know, go get a job and all these different things. Basically, people are out there saying, hey, start your own business kind of deal. Not everyone wants to start their own business. There's some people that just don't give a flying hoot about starting a company and doing all that stuff with it. They don't care to be a boss. They just want to be a perfect teammate, get paid for it, work their ass off, and not worry about anything else. You know, some other people that need that. But it's just a very fascinating thing. So when I look at things like this that I was looking in particularly, just the ability, there was a post that I was reading about. And it was about just the life challenges that we all have. I just recently talked on the podcast about the challenges that I had growing up with my immediate family. And at the end, I can easily place blame on them, on why the it's the way I feel. But ultimately, it's my responsibility to handle my trauma and to work through it. That's why I'm able to talk openly about it and without it impacting me in my day-to-day life or how I treat other people. That's one thing about trauma that I realize for many people, and especially I deal with it more on a relationship perspective when I'm dating people, that there's still trauma that hasn't been fixed from their past relationship. And in my head, I feel as if, look, it is not your fault. I get it. It's not your fault, but it's your responsibility to work through that, to work through that fucking thing that it made you feel. I try very hard. I'm not saying that all of us have trauma as we get into the later stages in life, whether it's from school bullying, whether it's from a relationship, whether it was from domestic abuse in the household from either parents or our significant other, whatever it is. Like, we've all, when you get into adulthood, we're all trying to manage through the trauma and be aware of not having to experience those traumas. But ultimately, for many of us, it seems like that trauma still carries on as we continue living life. And it's very evident to me when I date people that I've known or that I talked to for a long time and understand me, that they tend to bring the trauma of who they dated before and are trying to point the finger at me and say, you may also be plausible of doing that as well. And I always tell this to people all the time. Don't get me wrong. I'm always aware of not assuming that certain things are going to be in place. I ask a lot of questions. But ultimately, I give you the benefit of the doubt until you show me otherwise. I'm not sitting there in the trauma of, yeah, I just dealt with somebody that was telling me what I wanted to hear for 6 months because in reality, they were waiting for their number one to come around and step up. And they were able to step up once they found out that she was seeing somebody else. You know, those are things that I don't carry that trauma from those experiences. I don't carry the trauma from, okay, I dealt with someone that was married that said that they were wanted to be with me and they were going to divorce. And at the end, they had an about face and ended up making the change. You don't carry that trauma. You deal with it. You handle that. That's your responsibility to work through it. And whether, however you do it, that's on you. But it's not that person's fault. Like, I look at all the things that I've experienced and it's not that person's fault for me to be fixed. It's not my fault, I should say. It's that person's fault. They're to blame, but it's up to me to fix myself. And part of the fixing myself is to accept what has happened, to understand that's not a reflection of everybody I'm going to run into. And obviously voicing that to that person if I can. If not, if I need to voice it to them, then I will. If I don't, then that's fine. You know, I've had to learn that in my recent relationship, that my partner, ex-partner, had to convey certain things that she felt. I didn't feel the need for it, but she did. And I was like, okay, I realized that. And we had the platform, had some great conversations, and able to move on. And we are able to be on great terms. And but at the end, you know, everyone has their own mechanisms and how we move on. I don't want anybody to suffer that has caused me trauma. I wish them the best. I wish them happiness and things like that. And if you ever want to step up and be a bigger person and acknowledge your wrongdoings, that's even greater. I'm not waiting for that. I'm not waiting for anybody in my family to say, you know what, I'm sorry. Like a heartfelt, I'm sorry. They're not capable of that. They don't have the emotional intelligence to do that. So when you understand the people that you're around and the kind of person that you're dealing with or that hurt you, and you know that in your heart of hearts, they just don't have the ability to the sympathy or the empathy to be able to acknowledge any wrongdoing, then it doesn't. Why am I going to ask for something that they can't give me? Right. But what you can get is your ability to learn from it, your ability to be able to accept the reality of what's happened. Of course, some people in some cases want karma to kick the other person in the fucking balls, right? But that's not something that we should expect. Like, if someone cheated on me, I can't say, you know what, fuck you, I hate you. You're gonna feel a certain way. But then I dig inside and say, okay, what caused the cheating? What caused it from my end to lead to things to how it were? Was I obviously wasn't Mr. Perfect. So what things could I have done better? Could I have been a better communicator? Could I have been more sympathetic? Could I have been more romantic? Could I have been more emotionally available? Could I have given more sex? Could I have, you know, like, you can just go down and do your own self-check as to why it happened the way it did. And I see that a lot, especially when I deal with women, is that there is no blame, no accountability for how they've been in prior marriages. Like, I don't care what you say, there's been some flaws about you that you caused for things to be the way they are. I'm not saying that the other person isn't mostly at fault, but you definitely have some stuff to be accountable for, okay? And that's the way I work. It's like, the way I work is, listen, if you don't take any self-accountability, I can't trust you to be somebody that is going to be genuine with me, because there's no such thing as a perfectionist. That's when I talk to women, they'll be like, I'm never wrong. I'm like, I'm out. I don't want to deal with you. Like, why would I want to live a life with somebody that never, their ego they're so sensitive, they're so insecure that they can't admit when they're wrong. That's the thing about me as a guy, is that I don't care if you make more money than me. I don't care if you're right. If you're right, you're right. Now, I'm going to stick to my truth and my point of view, and I'm logical enough to explain it to you. That may not be your way of thinking, but I will make sure that you understand my way of thinking, and you don't have to agree with it, and you don't have to, you know, it's kind of like when we talk about, you know, different foods. Hey, I love Italian food. You'd be like, oh, I hate Italian food. All right, well, you know, I love Italian food because it has a lot of carbs. I love pasta. Pasta is like one of my favorite things. I like the combination of pasta and meats. I love Alfredo sauce and marinara. Those are tough. Some, you know, I could explain to you for it. Now, you may hate all of that, and that's great. There's nothing wrong with it. But you see how we are people always want to paint everyone around us as the villains. And listen, you got to take accountability. You know, if you're fucking your shit up and things are not going great, you got to admit, man, you know, it's one thing if you've done everything you could and it's still not enough, then obviously you could still reassess that. But the trauma that comes with that, the ending or the things that you're dealing with, you have to take responsibility of how it's affecting you. You know, I tell my daughter all the time, when it comes to taking accountability, like, look, you're letting these people that don't give a fuck about you, and I'm talking about bullies or girls in school that, or people in school that laugh at her because of her weight or because of her braces, or they want to just make names or whatever. Like, for me, it's like, why are you in any way, shape, or form? Why are you worried about these people when you're not going to be in touch with them ever? You don't see them after school. You don't see them on social media. You don't make weekend plans with them. You know, these people have zero significance in your life. So why do you let their opinion and how they make other people laugh get to you? Make fun of them back. If they talk to you bad, you just create boundaries. And if they don't respect those boundaries, then you punch them or pull their fucking hair. And if I get a phone call and everything's explained to me, that this is what happened, and you didn't start it, but you finished it, and you asked for respect, and they didn't give you respect. Trust me, I'm happy with you staying here for a couple weeks with me, because, but at the end, I don't want that. You got to take accountability and responsibility for you working on yourself and building things. And I'm trying to teach her that, right? And I think it just, and all these things that we never get taught as children, that's something that I'm trying to enforce on my daughter. But my daughter's one of those that she doesn't want to listen to me. It's like, I tell her, but it goes in one ear and out the other. Like, Dad, you don't understand. Like, yeah, like, I've never been bullied. Like, I've never been called meathead. Like, my first legal name has never been made fun of. You know, my born name, my birth certificate name. People make fun of me all the time. They make fun of me of the way I dress, the way I smelled, the way my teeth looked, the way I talked, the way I just looked. it was like that. It happens all the time. That's what people do when they're not happy with themselves, and they have to do things like that to feel good about themselves, because they don't feel that all good and gravy about themselves, right? So when people hurt you, when people do things to you, when they hurt you, obviously the pain and emotion that you experience is warranted. But long term is something that, after all the emotions are out of it, out of all the pain is out of it, you have to take self-accountability and be like, this is not going to continue to impact my life the way it should. This is not going to continue to, I don't want to be in my 40s talking about the trauma that my first, you know, this boyfriend that it's been over 15 years is still part of my everyday life. No, that can't be it. Like, you have to move on. Like, you have to dead that. You have to learn the lesson from that. And you have to say, look, you can't get forgiveness from that person. They're a piece of shit. And quite frankly, I don't even care to hear their apology. That's the way I operate now in my space. I don't need to hear an apology from my mom or my dad. I don't give a fuck. Because it doesn't matter what they say. I know what I felt. And I know what I had to work through. And I'm happy where I'm at. So there's no... Some people need that vindication. I'll leave with this. That, you know, people cannot move on until someone says I'm sorry, or unless something bad happens to the other person. In my opinion, you're wasting your time. You're wasting your time in the healing process, because instead of you just learning from that, learning about yourself and learning, okay, this is not what I want to experience moving forward. Okay, what were the red flags? Okay, let's just, when those red flags do come up, when I meet somebody new, let's address them, let's talk about them to make sure that there isn't a repeat. And if there is, then you quickly eject, right? Like, there's just these things that we don't tend to learn. We tend to just not still hold on to it. And then when you hold on to it, that trauma is being experienced by the new people in your life that don't deserve it, because those people haven't done anything to you. Not yet, anyway. Until people let you down, give them the benefit of the doubt.
Fault and responsibility do not go together. It sucks, but they don't. When something is somebody's fault, we want them to suffer. We want them punished. We want them to pay. And we want it to be their responsibility to fix it. But that's not how it works, especially when it's your heart. Your heart, your life, your happiness is your responsibility.